Well, I'm pissed off tonight.
Woo!
Shut up, Eric.
Sorry.
Dump on Eric. Oh, yes.
I hear
how out of breath.
I hear a vehicle approaching.
Sean just pulled up. We heard his car outside. He's late, clearly, because we've started without him. So let's all just put the pressure on when he comes in. Let's just wait for him. Let's wait for him.
Yeah, okay, arms folded.
Like,
hey, don't even tell him we're live yet.
Okay, we won't.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. We're waiting to go live until
hopefully,
he was here.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll say something racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On time. Thank you very much.
We're waiting for you.
Oh, cool. Well, I made it right on time. How are we doing?
You're not on time.
Take your seat.
Oh.
You're late.
You're definitely late.
I'm... You guys.
On time is late.
You guys. Late. Here I am. Right on time.
Cute.
I am cute. Thanks.
Cute.
Oh, man.
Shit.
This is a good day for me.
Much talk about it.
Yep.
Well.
Let me just adjust while we're already doing
first off... My evening gets to be spent with my best friends.
Is it ready, Eric?
Yeah, we're good to go whenever you guys feel like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we live?
We're waiting for you to begin.
Okay. Are we live?
He said we're waiting.
Yeah. It's your show now.
All good? Are we good?
Hang on. Yeah, that should be okay.
Kevin?
You guys on the ends will have to speak up.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, we're whenever you guys are ready.
Okay.
You want to go?
Yeah, what do we need to talk about?
Loot Crate for one.
Yeah.
We want to talk about Loot Crate?
I think
maybe
we should
not.
Talk about game days.
Is that what you're thinking about on a drive over?
Yeah. I thought we should talk about game days. I thought we should talk about Kickapoo being at Game Days, and that was really nice of them. I thought we should talk about Black Friday and the streaming that we did and what we announced. And then I thought we could kind of just talk about, you know, just bullshit, just fun little things, like if we saw any movies, Battlefront, maybe. We live?
You want me to go live now?
Yes, please.
Did you start local recording?
Yeah, local recording's going now.
Okay.
And...
Start in about 10 seconds. If anybody has anything else they need to say before
we
go live.
You want to start at 10? Okay.
Yeah, so just count it down. Anything you guys want to say before we go live, get it out.
I'm sorry to everyone that I was fashionably on time.
Any last words you want to get out before we go live? 3, 2.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Well, no, you should have said that when we were live.
Yeah.
Because you owe them an apology. You should get the secret stuff out before we hit the button.
I don't have any secrets. I'm an open book.
Why were you late?
I was loading my car up with DVDs and box mailers, and it took longer than I thought.
Had all day to do that.
Oh, I was at the Charger game.
The classic priority.
Oh, the classic. Finally. If you wait long enough, the truth comes out.
I told you, but you guys knew where I was. I told you.
I just heard someone was going to be here at a specific time.
I said, I'll be here as soon as I can be, and... As fate would have it, it was 7 on the dot.
7:03 now.
Really?
Oh, so we've been here for vamping for 3 minutes without going live. People are be fucking pissed when we're so late.
Can we go live now?
Yeah, please.
Well, I mean, I'd like to hear it from someone else, but that's fine.
What happened during the game? I want to hear about that before we go live.
We lost. Was bad. We really
no.
lost. It
you
wasn't
paid,
just like,
and you
oh,
paid
we lost.
For that?
No, I was. No, I did not. It was I got gifted
you
tickets.
Got a gift.
Yeah, and these were good seats too.
Whoa!
I'll tell
someone,
you.
Did someone from Game Days gift these?
No.
It's not a Mega 64 hookup.
No, my friend Tyler. But I'll tell you what. Charters are not a good football team. But you guys don't care about this. We should go live because it's not video games.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Steve's visiting.
I care about what's most important to Sean. So if it's the Charger game, then that's
no,
what I want to hear about.
My kids.
Then let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. You ever late to their stuff?
sometimes because I'm here. So it's kind of a give and take.
It's a little more. It's more like a take and take.
You
know,
it's more like a take. You gotta balance that. You gotta balance.
Not a lot of giving. Seen a lot of
takes. You're not here when I'm doing the giving. Sometimes I'm just here giving by myself.
When he was late today, was that giving?
I think we should rephrase that because I was on time. So when I was on time today,
the show starts at 7.
Right, and I was here at 7 ready to do the show.
Well, 7, you weren't ready to do the
7
show.
And how many seconds?
Remember when you were like in plays and stuff and like, well, I mean, the show starts right at 8. So I'll just be there at 8. You know, we don't need to do anything. We'll just be fine.
Honestly, Eric, that was a long time ago. I don't remember that.
You remember the drama?
I remember the idea of it, but...
Maybe you should go back, take a refresher.
I am stale. Like if you want to be real.
Acting course.
Since we're not live, I'll tell you that...
You feel a little...
acting has been fucking bombing lately. Anyways, this is a lot about me, and no one cares. We should go live.
Well, if there's nothing more to say, I guess we'll go
live. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just trying to get to the bottom of all this. just trying to get some, you know, kind of description on...
Should I
want to go live, because I don't want to show anything that could let fans down.
We'll go live. It's crazy.
I can go. I don't have to be here.
Just got
to
work out the kinks.
I don't want to go live. Okay.
Gotta grease the...
Hold on. Did he just say he doesn't want to be here?
Yep. No, I don't want to hold you down. Hold you back.
That's a good highlight.
I told you why I was late, and... Or I should
say
on time.
Oh, you were late. Hey, well, I have something to report. We were recording, and we were live, and the people saw the truth.
You are spoken, self-admittedly late.
It was spoken and recorded.
Royce, that one right there.
Royce, go ahead and isolate that. Just that sentence.
No remorse. No remorse. Just I was late.
No remorse.
That's what detectives do in the interrogation room. They just keep you talking until you self-admit.
We finally cracked the safe. Zoom in on the safe. Zoom in on Al Capone's locker and go ahead and
you know what?
Try to repent.
A tardy note.
You're sweaty under these hot lights. Aha. You deserve a sip. Have a drink.
No. I'm the bad cop.
Oh.
Fuck you. Fuck you. No cigarettes either.
Shit.
Well, anyway.
He called you an asshole.
He called you an asshole.
He called me an asshole?
Who? What?
All right. Anyway, there you have it on camera. Most of you will probably turn it off at this point because you feel unloved and not respected. However, for the rest of you, theme song. Hello, welcome. Welcome back. Mega 64 podcast.
Podcast from the abyss.
From the abyss.
I don't think we can recover.
No.
Me neither.
So it's going to be a sad night.
We're going to do our best, but probably our lowest viewed to date. We're probably just going to get
it
a
is.
Drop off.
Numbers are low. Stocks are down.
Numbers are definitely low. You know, takes unity to get success, as they say in Hollywood. It takes a team. Takes a team to make a team.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Chaplin. So, anyway,
Chuck Lorre. Chuck Lorre. Success.
Yeah.
Show up at the proper moment.
Two and a half men.
And wear rubber.
Ooh.
Different guy.
Ouch.
Oh.
Too soon. Okay. Anyway, welcome to the podcast tonight. We got a lot of stuff to share. What number is this?
373.
Almost like it's almost like 343. If you think about it, Halo.
You missed it. We had this opportunity.
We should have done. Did we do a Halo thing for that episode?
343.
Probably.
No. Should have.
Damn it.
Anyway, yeah. We are back from last week. We were doing game days. we finally had our game days event. That was a really exciting weekend. We had a great weekend. I want to say thank you to everybody who came. That was a really, really great turnout, and it was awesome meeting everybody. And
our best game days yet.
Yeah, it just keeps getting better and better. And I want to say thank you.
I want to say thank you, too, to Keith Apicary and the Aquabats.
Yes.
Our special guests at the event.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
They killed it.
They did. The Aquabats announced, like, really cool new stuff with their show. Yeah. I wasn't expecting to hear all that.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of, like, insider info, too, about new tour coming.
Yeah, are we allowed to, like, repeat?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't know. I mean,
they announced it our thing. It was public. It was open to the public.
I heard.
But out of respect, you know, I won't repeat all the details. You had to be there to see it.
It's funny. It's funny because, bear with me trying to describe this, I guess. But, so Keith Apicary had his panel, and then the Aquabats followed it. And it's funny because Keith Apicary's panel was the first one, and I think some people had an expectation of it being kind of just a simple thing. You know, it's just one guy, right. You know, whatever. And his ended up being really theatrical and crazy.
It was nuts.
At one point, by the end, everyone was dancing on stage with him.
With no shirts
on.
It was a rock show. I mean,
yeah.
That panel was high energy.
So that was that. And then the Aquabats panel was actually a couple of the Aquabats. They weren't all there because of different schedules and stuff, but a couple of the Aquabats were there. And they were just kind of sat and talked about things going on with the Aquabats. And it actually wasn't theatrical as Keith's was. And I think some people expected the Aquabats thing to be more theatrical maybe than necessarily than Keith's thing. But what I heard from a lot of people about the Aquabats panel was, and I agree with this, you don't really get a lot of opportunities to kind of just sit and talk with them in a way that is, you know what I mean? Like, they were in costume and all that stuff.
Yeah, but they weren't real, though, sorry.
But they were relaxed.
Over a period of time, the character fell off and you were talking to Christian.
You know, the Bat Commander's sitting there and he has his computer and he was playing, like, versions of new songs that are coming out and tracks off a new album and talking about a new tour they want to do. It was very, like, stripped away. Hey, we're being real. And I can't think of any other event that you actually get that access to them. And that ended up being really cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, I heard that from a lot of people. So yeah,
that was really cool. Okay.
I enjoyed every panel of this Game Days equally in a different way. I mean, I enjoyed our own because, you know, whatever, we made it. But so there's a little bias. But the other ones were great for different reasons, and I love that. Anyway.
Keith Apicary was my favorite part.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, fuck you.
Yeah. Right. Do you not know what set you're sitting on, Steve?
Well, oh. Mm. Go sit on the Keith cast.
Jeez.
You know what?
Yeah, British Rocco. Get out of here.
He came in and he made his own booth.
Yeah. His booth was hands down the best booth I've ever seen.
Ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was incredible. Seen.
Fuck you. You go too.
I'm Keith, apparently.
You are Keith?
There you go.
Keith Apicary was a great guest, and he said that was the best panel he's ever done, and he's been to a lot of events.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like he made a lot of new fans.
That's the thing is, he said that I feel like I go to panels,
me,
and my fans come, and it's great. He's like, but I feel like a lot of people didn't know who I was at this panel, and they all bought into it, and they all fucking loved it. We had a great time together.
You know,
so,
and that's something awesome. I hear about. That's something I hear from bands a lot. Like, well, I remember, I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about them a little later, Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah.
I remember Jesse from Eagles of Death Metal talking about, I love doing festivals because at my shows, it's cool having my fans there, but festivals are when I get, you know, 10,000 people, what the hell is this? And I get to turn them around.
Yeah. Right.
And that's really fun. You know, when it's amongst your own fans, all you can kind of do is fail. I mean, that sounds more negative than I mean, but honestly, like, they kind of know what you are, so it's hard to kind of step around their expectation, you know? We try to do that at our panel because we know everyone there knows our shtick, so we always try to show something that, like, oh, I didn't think they were going to show that, you know?
Right.
So it's possible, but it is funny, like, for bands and stuff, if you're just playing the same songs.
Which, by the way, speaking of our panel and showing stuff that people weren't expecting, are we allowed to talk now about some of the stuff we showed that we were saving?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Everybody who came out to Game Days got to see the newest episode of a very special, beloved web series. That's right, the return of Marcus's Corner.
Yep.
Not only was it a special episode, but it was almost the complete third season.
Yeah.
Condensed into a single episode.
Yeah.
We would typically do one interview and emails and per episode. We did six of those for a season. This was three interviews and three new segments condensed into one super long 15-minute episode. I thought it was a big hit. Yeah, I think people were really excited to
actually,
see it.
That was my favorite moment.
Oh, thank you.
Really?
I knew Keith Part was bullshit, so I could smell the bullshit from here, but you've come clean, so congratulations.
Yeah, but that Marcus's Corner new episode, grand finale Marcus's Corner is...
yeah, we're not doing it anymore.
But that's on the Blu-ray.
The Blu-ray that people
already ordered.
Yeah.
So you already have it.
You already have it if you pre-ordered it, and it'll be on the Blu-ray on Black Friday. So that's really cool.
And if you weren't convinced that you should get the Blu-ray, here's another reason, which can you get it still? Are we sold out?
The pre-orders are closed. It'll be up on Black Friday.
Okay. Come back end of this week. You'll be able to get the latest and greatest edition of Marcus's Corner. And yeah, a lot of people were really stoked. Came up and talked to me afterwards. Yeah. And that was really cool. We got to interview. Who do we interview in it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should. Let's kind of feel like all right.
You know what? You want to see? Tune in. Check it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Buy the Blu-ray.
Buy the Blu-ray.
Yeah, damn it.
Absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
When does that Blu-ray go on sale?
Black Friday,
this Friday.
November 27th.
There is a video of Game Days. We didn't make it, but Rocco showed this to me, and we wanted to promote it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's just called Game Days 2015.
Oh, wow.
If you search it, I forget the name of the guy who put it up, Pizza something.
If you go on YouTube...
Pizza James,
is that what it is?
Pizza Games,
perhaps, is the user. But if you go on YouTube and search Game Days... and sort by most recently uploaded, you'll find it. And it's footage from the first day event, the panels and all that, and all the people. And you can see Keith Apicary's booth and all the stuff we've been talking about mixed in with footage of the Disneyland trip.
Yeah.
Group. Cool. And yeah, it's everything.
I figured maybe show a couple scenes of it.
Yeah, sure.
Or whatever.
Oh, I want to check this out.
But I was going to say, what they captured that is really, I shot a lot of video throughout the weekend. I have not reviewed it, so I don't even know what I have. It's all a blur. But what was a major highlight for me, honestly, the whole weekend was a major highlight for me. But the first day went off without a hitch. I got no complaints. I thought it went great. We had an extra room this time. Everything was really good. But man, something we had been saving. It was that second day. The second day, day two was at Disneyland. We got, I'm wearing the shirt out of just pride for this. The Mark Twain Steamboat. We had it to ourselves for the Mega 64 cruise.
Yeah, and special shouts out to Casey and
Ronnie
for
Casey,
setting that up.
Yeah, they work at Disneyland.
In general.
And they helped us out with that.
Those guys helped. I mean, just organize us throughout
the park. Everywhere we were going, they would give people a heads up. Like, hey, just so you know, like the cafe eat at, they were going to send people home. And Casey came up, I think maybe Ronnie too, and said, Don't do that. There were about 300 people are coming right now.
300 people
don't,
about to take this over.
I'm going to stay here.
They really look out for us. And so something that they kind of hinted at a long time ago, even a year ago, they brought up the idea of our own cruise on the Mark Twain boat just for Mega 64 people. And I thought, well, that sounds awesome. But it was closed last year. It was like being worked on or something that. And next year, it's going to be shut down for at least a year.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I hope we can make it work this time. And sure enough... as it got closer, Casey reached out to me and he's like, hey, we got our own cruise for Mega 64 people right away. And so it was awesome. We have our first meetup and we normally tell people when it's over, like, okay, you know, we're all going to go on Star Tours, whatever, do your own thing or join us, whatever. You know, we're very cavalier. It was really cool when it was over being, hey, everybody follow us.
Yeah.
Everyone follow us. That was really like, wait, what? And we had a line of people all the way down the river, down the whole thing.
It started.
I've never seen anything like
that. It started
at
the Mark Twain, and I think it ended just past or just in front of Pirates.
Yeah. And we had so many people, they told us when it was over, the guy running the ship was like, you stopped short. It was 10 people until the maximum was hit.
Yeah.
The boat was not even nearly half filled.
Yeah. A lot of us were on the top. People wanted to be on the third floor.
People
kept asking because I was at the end of the line, make sure everyone got on. Like, what's this line for? I kept saying Star Wars Land. Really excited.
Taking the boat.
But that was another thing, too. In addition to being on the boat, we got to go on... they also opened for us Hyperspace Mountain. They did a Star Wars overlay on Space Mountain, and that wasn't even open yet. But they opened it. They opened it and let all our people into it. And that was really
cool.
That was
cool, but I thought that was shit.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, I heard different stuff.
Oh, I really liked it.
Most people I know liked it.
I like the normal Space Mountain, and that just felt like I was just looking at dots and then like lasers and.
It was.
But that's all Star Wars is dots and lasers.
Every time they change Space Mountain, it's really underwhelming. The and best they always advertise it as it's going to be life-changing, and then you get in there, and it's like, oh, new projection on the wall.
Yeah.
It was projections, but I thought they added some lasers, as you were saying.
The sound, I like that,
and the guy went, it's a trap!
Yeah, well, so, that was... Nice. I would agree with you on
Hell
that.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy... for me, Space Mountain, the music is what makes it for me a lot more than anything else. Because the rides, I've ridden it a million times. I don't need to do that again. But having the Star Wars like theme
chatter
right over
and
it,
everything.
With yeah, music, yeah, that's what I heard.
Rock and then, was telling me it was done by the like London Philharmonic. Or
yeah,
something.
They brought them in.
Like, or when they were standing like
so cool.
There was one part like. Don't go that way, and there's a sharp turn like right when that happened. Like, yeah. It was cool. Like
it seemed like it was a little more set up than the Ghost Galaxy.
It was a Star Wars roller coaster.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I liked it.
The audio was definitely the best part of it, and the visuals were there. They just didn't work quite as good because you're used to going warp speed in the Star Tours cart. Yeah. And it feels like warp speed. This was like, you're going warp speed. And it was like, you're going to the top of the thing, and then you died. So you're right. It was the best they could do with the projections.
The Star Destroyer, too. Like, the projection, like, was this from, like, 1950s? Yeah, it was so old. Like, that really bad.
I thought that was cool, though. I liked that they went back to the old stuff.
I liked that it was all there. I thought the TIE Fighter part was really cool. It was really cool. I liked it. Yeah. I liked it.
I liked the sound. I agree.
Is there an Akbar remote? That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
No, that is crazy.
Welcome to 2015.
It is a fucking trap.
It's a trap.
I
think Game Days was a huge success.
Yes, it was great.
And come out next year. Join us if you didn't get a chance. Next year's going to be bigger and better.
Yeah.
And thanks to everybody who came. It was an awesome weekend.
It really means a lot to me that everyone comes. People from the UK,
yeah,
for example. Like, it's kind of like stressful. It's like they came from so far. This sucks.
I talked to guys from Australia.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What?
Came from Australia. Someone came from Germany. I hope you have a good time because
Alaska.
If this sucks, that's a fucking waste.
Yep.
But everyone I think had a great time. A lot of our fans went bowling and to In-N-Out like all together. People who didn't know each other all met up and they just all went out together and made friends. That's perfect. Exactly what I wanted. So awesome.
That was great. It was fantastic.
I'm really happy. A lot of people came out who only came by themselves because we had a lot of people who came and just went. Yeah, you know, nobody else would come, but I wanted to go, so I planned it and came out and went. So that, to me, was cool because it's so hard to kind of, like, push yourself out there to put out that effort. But once you get to the event, you know everybody
they
there.
They always leave with 10 times so many friends.
You have one thing in common, which is Mega 64.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, I met so many people. We just started talking about our favorite, like,
and you're at and you're at a place, too, why I like doing it at Disneyland or you know,
dude,
a place like that.
Vibe
is that there's so many, it's positive, but there's also so many things to do. It's not just like any other convention where, shit, we've been waiting for the Tomb Raider demo for a long time. You know what I mean? It's like, there are lines at Disneyland, sure, but there's so many other things to do, and it's such a positive thing that the atmosphere or whatever that, it's
before we got on that riverboat, everyone in one big group cheering on the previous riders.
Or the people rowing the canoes.
The positive energy in that group of 300 some people was like infectious.
Yeah,
and
crazy. There really were. I say this as emphatically as I can. There are no dickheads.
Really, really great year.
You know.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I want to thank you guys for letting me bring my DJ stuff and play records.
Yeah, Garrett did DJ stuff for the first
DJ
time.
DJ disc jockey showed up. DJ disc jockey concert in effect.
Yeah,
and it was a success. You should have been there.
Last thing I say about it, I really want to give a shout out to Kickapoo and the Behemoth. Yes. The Behemoth gave us all our lanyards and pins, and that was really cool of them. Funimation gave us bags.
Yeah.
But Kickapoo.
Thank you, Funimation.
They had a booth and they gave everyone who went got their own can of Kickapoo Joy Juice. And
that
was
awesome.
Fucking sick.
That's
everyone
true.
Loved it.
Shout
out. Really
and
cool.
That's a perfect segue because we are sponsored by Kickapoo Joy Juice on this very podcast. They did come out to Game Days. They were one of the only booths that came and set up and exhibited with us, which was cool. We had a couple others that we were planning. It fell through at the last minute. It's going to come together next year.
Yes.
Again, next year is going to be bigger and better.
Yeah.
Thank you to Kickapoo. And anything else to say about Game Days? Or?
No. It's going to be better. Like, honestly, I'm the pickiest person because I'm behind the scenes on it. So I'm always like, ooh, this didn't go well or that didn't go well. I have nothing to say like that. Everything went perfect. My only wish now is to just make what's there bigger, better.
You know,
that's it.
I feel like, because last year there was like a moment where when going on Space Mountain, it took forever.
Yeah, bro.
Whereas this was just like so smooth. It's like next ride.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, I was going to say that, and Disneyland stuff isn't even within our control.
Yeah.
But even that, it went mostly smooth. It wasn't too bad.
Was there one breakdown? I didn't get to go on it, but
Indy?
Yeah. Indy.
But that's a constant.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it broke down, and half the line left, but we didn't, and so we just went there and then started going against it. It worked out in our favor, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, great, fantastic, yeah.
What do you guys think? What was your one moment of the actual day that you didn't expect was going to be, like, stand out to you? Because mine was going to the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Oh, yeah.
That in the evening with the guy who was, like, totally into it and filling up the room. I forgot
Maynard.
Maynard did a fucking...
He's a famous cast member.
Fantastic job.
He was so good.
You could tell. Yeah.
Yeah. That to me, what about you guys? What were your kind of...
You said Game Days, didn't you?
Yeah, he actually said Game Days.
He did say Game Days.
He was like, yeah, welcome.
Yeah, the guy announced... I forgot to tell you guys that. The guy who announced the Tiki Room at the end said, thank you, Game... Yeah, he said something about Game Days.
Wow, that's cool.
Tiki Room stands out. I think the Mark Twain boat for the first time being on that. And seeing... Yeah, just seeing everyone in one condensed area where you could still kind of walk around and hang out because it's a long ride. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was a great time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyways, thank you for everyone who went. Let's move on, but thank you.
Yeah.
Let's open up that loot crate.
I think we're going to do that at the end.
Oh, well, fuck me then.
Finale.
Fuck it.
We'll just move on. Yo, you all hear about PlayStation Emulator? You can play PlayStation 2 games on the PS4.
I heard rumors about this.
It got confirmed.
It got confirmed Friday.
Now, we don't know how many games or how it's going to work or anything like that. But they said I'm really hoping
that they add Battlefront on that.
Oh, yeah?
So I can play a full game of Battlefront on my PS4. That's what I'm hoping for.
You know what's funny? The best version of Battlefront is the PS2 version.
Yes.
And so, they've never been able to top that. I know a lot of people are disappointed with the new one. I bet they weren't even anticipating that kind of thing.
This might be able to come out.
It's funny because now that the PlayStation 2, you can emulate it on the PS4, you kind of have to go back two generations and remember what all the best games for PS2 were. Because I can think of
Silent Hill 2.
Yeah, Silent Hill 2, that's a great one. I can think of so many like PlayStation 3 games and be like, oh, play that again. But it's like, hold on, no, I got to go further back in the catalog. Yeah.
You got to
go back to like Ico and Shadow of the Colossus.
Well, but that's what I was going to say, is once they announced the backwards compatibility, I went, oh, fuck yeah, Shadow of the Colossus. They did an amazing HD remake.
Same thing. Metal Gear Solid 3. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Everything worthwhile kind of has been re-released in HD. Although,
but Battlefront hasn't. What?
Silent Hill HD release was a bit...
Was shitty. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
You're right. But Battlefront's a good one.
I still have all my original PS2 discs. Yeah. Do I have to... There's going to be no way that it just reads...
Yeah,
that.
You pop them in.
That's what they're saying.
I'm not going to have to buy it
again. But it's software-based. So... It's not going to automatically work for every game. Like, they're going to have to make a list of games.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So, it's with its limits. But still, considering that they weren't ever going to do it.
I got some DVR.
I think, honestly, I think they got a little pressure from, with Xbox One, they announced at E3. Oh, it's going to play 360 games. Which I didn't even think that was that big of a deal. It's like, I think you still have a 360 if you want to play. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. But it's kind of nice having it all in one box. But anyway, I think they got a lot of heat from that. Like, PlayStation has this legacy of games, and you're not doing anything with that. And so I think they felt a little heat.
Ooh, Legacy of Kain.
Oh, there you go.
Defiance.
So, what's the display going to be like? I wonder how that's going to work.
I don't
know. Because I've got a PS2 with a little CRT television for playing games, so it doesn't look awful.
You have a legit setup for your classic.
You'll be able to get some of those classic Katamari games, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny like to go back to the PlayStation 2 catalog because I feel like that more than any other console has all these sleeper titles.
Yeah.
More than anything else, you'll look at PlayStation 2 and be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh yeah, that one too.
Before the Wii, before the fucking Kinect and any of that shit, I played the shit out of the iToy games on PS2. Do you remember
the iToy? I never played those.
I remember you're the only one I knew with an iToy.
I actually had a light set because it needed to recognize your silhouette outside from your room, so it worked better in light areas. So I would have like a special lamp and a light that I would be, position on myself when I would play that in my living room.
I use my iToy as a webcam.
Yeah. Ha. Still to this day?
Yeah.
Wow.
It still survives. It still works.
The one thing that springs to mind that I do want to play on it is Final Fantasy XII. Where the fuck is the HD version of that game?
Yeah. That will
get
come
to
out
work on
you
that.
Stop to play it, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking
too.
That's a great one.
That's a game that looked like it was ready for the next version of systems when it came out. Well, like, do you remember, it looks too good for PS3.
We got our PS3s, and we were all still playing Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah, I played it on a PS3.
So then we figured out, well, you could play it on your new console, but it didn't look as good.
Yeah.
So I remember still using my PS2 until they updated the
smoothing. It's so funny because, yeah, it looked like shit, and then I beat Final Fantasy XII 80 hours in or whatever, beat it, credits rolled, and then they announced, oh, new update upscales all your games to 1080p.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Oh, fuck. And I looked, and it looked amazing. It's like, are you fucking serious? Did you beat this? Anyway.
Yeah.
Damn. That's cool. Well, speaking of old games, too, I was just looking at a list of Xbox and their Black Friday deals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, they're releasing a lot of good deals for the new Xbox One, but also the Xbox 360, which I don't have the new Xbox. I'm still playing 360. There were some really cool titles on there. L.A. Noire for $7.50.
Yeah, super cheap.
$7.50. Red Dead Redemption for $10.50.
And that's what I was going to say, is I never tried that game because I was always very anti-open world. But I've only discovered over the past year that I think I like open world when it's something that actually engages me.
Sure.
And I love Westerns.
The story is engaging.
So for $10, fuck it. That's less than my lunch.
Gears of War, Mass Effect, I think. Jesus. Yeah, a lot of $5 games. Let me see here. What else? The Arkham City and Arkham Asylum games are $5. Rockstar Table Tennis are $3.
Damn, fuck.
Fallout New Vegas are $7.50.
Is this Best Buy or Amazon?
I'm not sure. I think Microsoft might be doing all these as downloads.
Digital. That's digital. Cool.
I'm not sure, but these are their Black Friday deals that they've announced, and it's a huge list. So
I want to try.
You should
LA
definitely
Noir.
Check out that list. Yeah. L.A. Noir. I was talking about this. I think L.A. Noir might be one of the most underrated games, if not the most underrated game from the last generation.
Nothing will ever be like that again because it kind of bankrupt that studio, didn't it?
It kind of bombed, and it kind of flopped because I think it was really expensive to make and didn't sell as well as they thought. But it is so unique. It's like the one game where you're not allowed to be a bad guy. You have to, it's open world, but you can't run people over. You can't just shoot off your gun. It is kind of like, it's almost like an interactive movie or like experiencing a novel. Like, you really just have to go through this detective story. It's really cool. L.A. Noir. Hmm. I
might
recommend.
Have to check that out too. Yeah. I never gave that.
Oh,
a
you
shot.
Never? I think you'd love. I've never done it. Is, and now after talking to you, I'm excited to finally play it.
But not only on, it's cool. But even on Xbox One, the which, by the way, I was at Target the other night just doing a little bit of shopping, and it was so great watching. I love kind of passing by retail. Like, I get all my stuff online when it comes to video games, this and that. I order it all online. I always like to see what's going on at retail. Like, how do they display this? Or what's, your, you know, whatever. It was so great walking by electronics and having the Target rep explaining. The grandma wanted to buy her son the new, or grandson the new Xbox.
Oh, no.
And the guy having to explain, Xbox One. No, he wants the new one. No, no. No, that's not the best name. So and she's funny. Like, well, I'll say it's not. Yeah, well, that's all I heard of the conversation. It was like, it's still paying off. But anyway. Walmart has, in terms of physical stores or whatever, Walmart has the best deals in terms of Black Friday stuff this year. I love Gears of War, but I never got they remastered the original one for Xbox One with a bunch of new stuff or whatever. It's $15 on Friday. It's like, thank God I never bought this. Like, oh my, that's not even that old. No. And a couple months, and it's $15.
That's great.
Is there a reason yet to buy an Xbox One?
I don't think so.
No!
I wanted that Dead Rising really, really badly, and I kind of hoped it would come out on some other platform, but it's yet to arrive.
They, like, video games have hit a level where they are not getting, they're not ascending anymore. Like, the next generation used to mean bigger games, more expansive, crazier stuff. Like, you can't even imagine all the shit you're going to be able to do.
Original gameplay.
Yeah, and now it's really just more of what you love, and it looks better.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's good to have one next gen console, that you can play the newest games.
Right.
I mean, it's just a requirement to get you there.
You're not missing out on anything by not having a next generation console at this point.
Well, I mean, you're missing out on new games coming out.
I don't think the new games are like as must play as they once were.
I don't know. I feel sorry for people that play like the Phantom Pain on the PS3.
Yeah.
Metal Gear, I think, is a must.
Sure.
And you know, the new Battlefront, I did play that, and it looks amazing. Like, I feel like the graphics have improved greatly.
Oh yeah.
Since the PS3,
but what else has improved?
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah. No. Well, but you know, there are still great games that are on the Super Nintendo or the Nintendo.
Like Battlefront, I feel like it's a little dumbed down even. It's like less of an improvement.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'm waiting for, like, conceptually, though. What's, like, something... I remember I held off on headsets. Getting the Xbox 360 until I saw Grand Theft Auto 4, and it was like, I've never seen a game that was just such a huge world. Mm. I have to get an Xbox. I have to play this game. I've got to, like, just experiment with this world, see what it's about. And I'm still waiting for, like, that breathtaking, like, holy shit, I need to get the PS4. Sure. Yeah. I have to see what this game is like. Because I feel like I know what they're
like. I think it's going to be VR for me. Like, yeah. the next thing that's going to push me into another new console.
I definitely tried VR at the latest Game Developers Conference, and that's how I felt like I...
Excited again, right?
I felt like I had saw a vision of the future. Like, holy shit, I can see a world where this is really popular, and it is way different from the world we're in now.
Yeah,
that was exciting, but that's still a ways off.
A ways off.
And two...
Well, it's early next year. It's not too far.
For PlayStation 4 existing,
The thing with VR, that was more of an experience as far as, like, it would be really cool for movies, and I saw potential for, like, oh my god, long distance calls, like just teleconferencing in a VR headset would be crazy. But video games, they still have to work out the kinks. Like, you can't move very well without getting motion sickness. And it's like, how are you going to play a video game that's on rails?
Sure.
You know, you could do it, but, you know, that might get old.
When we played that demo at, was that E3 we played the Oculus?
Yes.
Whenever I moved, I had to close my eyes until I was done moving.
Like, and they're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, they're going to try to
figure
it out.
They will figure that out. And I think that's the last hurdle. So it's still a ways off.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But let it be known, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Early next year, Dead or Alive Extreme 3 Beach Volleyball is coming out, and it has VR support. They've already, as far as I'm concerned, they've done it.
There's a Vita version and a PS4 version. Yeah. I saw footage for the first time of this game.
Yeah.
The Tan Line trailer.
Yeah.
I cannot fucking
serious.
I cannot believe the detail.
Are we serious?
In this game.
There's a new graphical engine now, too, where they fight, and if they fall in the pool, like, their straps are coming off.
Yeah.
They're, like, trying to hold it on.
But it looks so...
It's like a new generation. That might be the thing you're kind of talking
about.
That
might push you over the
edge. A new threshold.
You're asking what you're missing.
I'm getting this game. I'm getting this game now.
Wait, so the clothes are, like, shake it off?
But here, Derek, here's the thing. Like, I always felt about, like, the Dead or Alive, the Extreme Beach Volleyball franchise. Like, okay, it's like PS2 graphics, you know, like... Whatever, yeah, girls in bikinis.
Looks real.
This
looks real.
Is crossing a level for
this
me
looks real.
That is actually, I think, physically affecting my body.
Hey, you live in San Diego.
I think it's
San Diego. You could never, in good,
you can't go back.
You could never, in good faith, just go to a volleyball game and just look at everything and be like, it looks real.
Someone points out Garrett talking about that with those glasses is the creepiest thing.
Yeah. It's affecting his body, guys.
And now you could just...
It's crossed the threshold for me to where it looks so...
Yeah,
you
could
just
ogle.
Dude, in VR...
You could just ogle the code.
Mm. Sean, if the theme song isn't Goodbye Girlfriends this week, you fucked up.
They should give you free tissues in the collector's
game. Hey, but in all honesty...
What, runny nose?
In all honesty. Yeah.
Sweaty palms. You know, bloody nose
sweaty
when I see that.
Yeah. Wipe off the controller.
Hey,
wipe all the sweat off.
In all honesty, though, what I love is that they keep posting articles about that. It has VR support. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
It has that, and every time someone posts it with our video... A Rift Between Sexes.
Yes.
Goodbye, Girlfriends, whatever. And that's becoming... It's funny because that video... You know, when we did a video, Modern Game Journalism, the movie. And that's one of those videos that keeps coming around. Anytime there's a review that's unfavorable, people link to that video. It's one of those that just keeps going. Same with Chin Down, Eyes Up.
Right.
Anytime a cover comes out that looks like that, they post our video. I never thought that would be a Rift Between Sexes with the VR thing. I thought, one-off video, It's coming around over and over because Japan is developing these games and PlayStation VR too. And there's also a game where you just like go to school with some girl and she like helps you with your homework and you're like next to her and you got to like be nice to her. It's just like, it's insane.
Sucks.
Just do that in real life.
Now, yeah, exactly. No, I feel like, in Japan, it's hard to do that.
It's hard to do that.
It's hard to talk to people.
So, anyway, but you don't have to do that shit anymore, you know?
That's not a game of it.
Sometimes in real life, you're just nice to people and nothing happens.
Maybe the game, Brian, the game is for practicing.
Achievement.
Fucking waste. The game is practicing.
The game is for practicing so that when you go out.
Okay, so I know how to talk to real ladies.
It's not.
It's a VR training simulation.
I look at the headset and I go, you're not a girlfriend, your practice. Christian Bale.
Metal Gear Solid 2 coming up.
He's like Christian Bale.
He's like
VR real life. Do you know what I'm looking forward to that's going to be coming up?
What?
All over social media, people going, well, my top five games of this year are, and I'll tell you why. And your choices.
Yeah, that is coming, right?
Let me tell you my top five games.
Yep. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for some top lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's November.
It's getting close.
Yeah.
It's getting close.
Well, anyway, so that's kind of exciting. So anyway, I think we pretty much, you talked about what's the next big thing. I gave it to you. I think that's all there is to say about video games this week. I mean, really. Oh, no, let's talk about Battlefront.
Battlefront.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront came out, and like you were saying, and this is my two cents. Maybe it differs from yours, but I think we're on the same page.
Sure.
The presentation of this game is the best of all Star Wars games. It is the, I mean, obviously the music. Okay, it's easy to put John Williams music in it, but
clean
it's there.
The interface is. Oh, yeah.
It's there. And
minimalist.
Let me just tell you, I play this on at home. I have a 7.1 surround sound.
Deal with it.
It's one of the only games I know that
suck
actually,
on that loser.
Yeah, suck my 7.1 dicks. But. This is one of the only games I know that actually uses every... It actually has 7.1 as an option in it, and not just 5. And it sounds incredible. You're hearing detail so well done on every channel. Something's coming at you and
that
whatever.
That Canyon run.
Yeah. And so that's great. Visually incredible. They nailed the aesthetic and the feel and everything of the universe of Star Wars so perfectly. And what is there... is badass. Mm. It's that there's two spoonfuls of what is there. It's like, this is the best meal I've ever had. Is there only one bite left? What? You just gave it to me. There's four things. And here's the thing. If I just proclaim, oh, there's only four levels in this game. Well, you know, maybe someone who hasn't played it might go, well, are they big levels? How are the levels? You know, I don't know. What are they really big? You know, what is it? But I think Sean summed it up better than anybody. Oh, Sean went... Man, there's only two more things than in the free beta they gave us. And it's really true. That's a better way to word it, I think. Yeah. Because four, it's like how big... And they are, to be fair, they're very big stages.
Sure.
When I fight in them, it's like, oh,
well,
wow, I'm...
maps.
Maps.
They're
exactly.
Maps, essentially.
Here, I'm fighting around Jabba's barge. But then another time I played, I was in a totally different place. So that's kind of cool. Whatever. Yeah. They are expansive. So I'm not quite... It's not as repetitive as, honestly, when Splatoon came out. It was like, oh, my God. I'm seeing the same skate ramp over and over. But where the two games diverge is Splatoon has continued to deliver amazing free updates and going, hey, come and play it again next week. New gun.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, new
free
level.
Is the really...
Yeah,
that's
it's great.
The key word.
As soon as I load up Star Wars Battlefront, it's, oh, the three classic worlds that you know from Star Wars. Also, Sullust. What the fuck is that? Whatever. Anyway, it's there. And don't forget to pay another $50 because in spring there'll be more. Wait, I just...
$60 game.
I just popped this in. What are you asking me? Yeah. It's immediately... It's a vehicle for DLC. I mean, that's nothing new to hear from the best.
Now,
but
Devil's Advocate, man, are we getting
a little bit new?
Are we getting two free levels when the new movie
new
comes
from,
out?
In terms of talking about
are
it,
we?
I
don't know.
What's that?
Are we getting two free levels when the new movie comes out?
I think we are getting something free.
You are getting, I think, at least one level.
Yeah,
at
we have to scan in your ticket from the new movie. And,
you do?
Yeah.
You have to say Xbox.
And you have to have
movie.
At least one piece of Star Wars food merchandise.
Yeah, you have to have
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, or mac and cheese.
Or Doritos, if you get the Doritos.
When you're like controlling the characters like Luke and stuff is to like do the taunts.
Yes.
It's so terrible. It's like, I'm a Jedi like my father.
Oh my God.
Like my father
before. That was the best part.
Hey, to me, the best thing is being like the dogfights with like
being
an X-Wing trying to get TIE fighters. That's like the most fun.
So that's what I was going to say is though, I mean, I think in all good faith, they should not have charged fucking $60 for this. I normally don't complain about prices and stuff. I don't think they should have done that. However, again, that doesn't change the fact that what is there is really cool. And I have played it a bunch, and it's been really
fun,
in all honesty.
I would have more respect for them, as backwards as this is. Don't release the game until April. Release it with 8 levels in it and set the price at $110.
No, I said the same thing the other day.
If you're going to like do that to people, just be fucking upfront and cut out the cute bullshit.
I honestly, Derek, I said that the other day. If they put out some really ornate, fancy box and it was the game and it was $100 and it had all that stuff, I would go,
an experience. I don't even want an ornate, fancy box. Sure. I just want the veil to be pulled because people, they're like, no, we're not doing anything different. This is totally normal. And it's like, fuck you. Just charge me $110 and give me the game.
Yeah.
Just tell me what I need to pay to have the game.
cut all this cute bullshit, yeah, season pass, like, ooh, I get so much if I pay extra for a season pass. I get 2 weeks early access. Fuck you. Keep your 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Charge me whatever the fuck you want to charge me, and just sell me the thing and be done with it.
It's like it's like when you check into a hotel and it's $15 to use Wi-Fi. Just make the room $15 more. Yeah. I won't at that point.
Like the cuteness, because it's like you are insulting my intelligence. Yeah. You just like,
that's how I feel about.
Okay, I'm in. Yeah, I guess I'm so dumb.
You got me.
Oh yeah, I have to have this season pass. Yeah, okay, sure.
I feel like The Witcher 3 had season pass for like forever until the actual first DLC came out, and I didn't buy the season pass, and then it turned out the first DLC they had a discount for it, and not only was there a discount, but I got like a theme for my PlayStation 4 that people that bought the season pass didn't get. Oh, so wow. Like, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're not season even passes. Planning. What
I just agree with Derek, because I just want to buy a game. I don't want to have to be like, okay, so am I getting the complete game? Or am I getting, like, just
Come back in 4 months with more money. Fuck you. Just sell it to me.
Because we were having this discussion, like, me and Garrett were talking about it when we were playing Battlefront. It's like, if I want this game, I'm putting $120 in, $110 in. I don't care. Because I'm going to want all these levels. I want all of these parts of the game. And I don't want any restrictions. Like, I'm tired of this. Oh, do you have this DLC? Oh, did you buy it from here? Did you buy it from here? It doesn't make it feel exclusive. It just makes me feel like this is a chore for me to have the full
experience. Makes you feel like you're getting bent over.
Yeah. When I put the disc in, and then the first thing I saw was like Darth Vader's face saying you can buy more levels soon.
Yeah.
I just thought, I just bought a problem. That's what I thought. Like,
exactly. I wanted to buy signed a game, up for trouble. But, like, to play the game. I want to play the entire game. I don't want to have to go micro buy all of these little pieces to have everything.
Yeah.
I like, just give me the whole freaking
game. You know
game.
What I wanted? This is fucking nuts. This is what I wanted.
Yeah, I wanted the very first Battlefront with better graphics, the end.
No, yeah, you're crazy. Exactly. That's exactly all.
Fucking stupid. No online play? I'm going to fuck.
I haven't played that in so long, I would have been acceptable, you know, with that. But again, going back to what is there, we could talk all day about the other stuff that isn't, and that's a good thing to bring up, because that's kind of crazy. But what is there, I still really enjoy. I don't know if you've been playing more or whatever.
I do like it.
Yeah, I've been playing more. I've been playing online. I normally don't like to play online with a bunch of other people and stuff like that. That's not my thing. But I actually got into it with this game. I'm unlocking stuff. I'm having a good time. Honestly, I've gotten better at it. At first, it was like, man, I'm just dying. But I'm getting better at it. I'm enjoying it quite a bit. And honestly, the most fun I had with it was playing co-op all the survival missions. Mm-hmm. Playing alongside someone else on the same team is a blast. So I really like that stuff. But again, I'll take it back again a little bit, though. You can unlock a billion, you know, I like unlocking things that aesthetically make me look different and like stupid things like that. But you can unlock more and more guns. And a big problem with that game is there's not a lot of motivation for me to go for the top gun or the better gun when they kind of all feel the same. It's like blasters. Star Wars blaster.
Yeah, because it's got to be a balanced game.
Yeah, but it's like,
competitive multiplayer.
Any other shooter, you've got different guns. Whoa, look at this one. Whoa, look what this one does. I feel like they are all laser blasters.
Pretty basic, like out of the mill.
There isn't going to be one that opens up and fucking Palpatine shits on you or anything.
I haven't played the new Battlefront, but for everything I'm hearing, it's like Battlefront by the numbers. It's like just enough so that it qualifies. Like,
sure.
Yeah, you could say this is Star Wars Battlefront. And then nothing more. It's like...
Yeah, but again, not to... Some credit should be given that they did aesthetically get every single thing correct.
Like,
and the items that you do have, even though I've said there's not a lot of motivation to get more, they all feel so like, oh, wow, this grenade I have, when you throw it, it's like the concussion charge that was, you know, everything does feel like, wow, that's cool, I have all this stuff. There's just not a lot beyond
everything about the game strikes me as... Hey, we're making a Star Wars game. Well, how much are you going to put into it? Just enough. Oh, you think that's a good idea? Yeah, fuck it. They'll buy it.
Yep. We got the planet from the first movie. Got the planet from the second movie. Got the planet from the third movie. There's lightsabers in it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Blasters.
I really think, because I'm telling you this whole time that what is there is done perfectly. And I told Eric, someone sat, someone sat in the office and went, you know, these things you have are so good. I mean, I think you can get away with just those.
I don't know. I think I'll get people are saying it's got about 10 hours worth of content. That's about as long as I will give to it anyway.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm not putting any more money into it. I think I will play the 4 multiplayer levels there are. Yeah. To add insult to injury, my internet is too slow to even fucking play multiplayer.
Well, it's the first week, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the funnest part for me, and really it's mostly all I've done, is the tutorial missions.
Yeah,
kind of like guide you through, like, you teach you how to play the game.
Yeah.
Well, like, those were cool because they kind of taught you what to do. But then when it gets a little more advanced, like, God, if they would have added, like, I don't know, a dozen more of those missions, story-based missions,
That's what we were talking about. And it's like, you know, it only takes one person who's really, like, creative to say, like, hey, that's really fun. Do more of that in the game.
Yeah.
But instead, it's like, well, it's a tutorial.
No, there's multiplayer.
It's done. Move on. Don't, ship it.
They shouldn't have put
it on sale.
They shouldn't have called that tutorial. They should have just did a dozen more of them and made those, like, here's a little story, you know, mission.
Yeah.
And it jumped from Stormtrooper Imperial to Rebels. It was cool. Hmm. I don't know.
Anyways, there's Battlefront.
Wasted $60.
I don't think anybody here's played Fallout 4. Has anybody played Fallout 4?
I really want to.
Is that at home waiting for you when you get back to London?
I'm a big Fallout fan, as many people watching this know, but I haven't checked out the new one. The new one doesn't look very exciting to me. Looks like Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas with better graphics a little bit. So I'm not rushing to play it, but I'll let everybody know when I do.
Yeah,
I'm sure eventually I'll get to it.
Yeah, my brother is playing it, and really? I'd be down to try it just because I didn't play any of the past ones. So I kind of want to give it a shot, and I might over the next week or two.
Huh.
But yeah, it's kind of, it wasn't really, it didn't really look that, I didn't know if he was playing 3 or 4, honestly, when I saw him playing, you know, I don't know.
Oh, well.
Not that it looks bad, it doesn't look bad, but it just.
Oh, gosh.
But fucking Battlefront looks, like, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to play something
just,
up against
that. It doesn't really seem like there's an enticing new thing about it. I don't know. I guess it's more, but I have no place to say.
I feel like I'll be in the character creation of Fallout 4 for, like, forever before I actually start the game. I'm really bad at those. Like, I get such anxiety.
Take you a long time.
Yeah.
It takes me a long time to sit down. Whenever I sit down and start a new game that has some kind of character creation in it, yeah, it's like, well, I gotta set aside a whole goddamn night.
I always make myself as accurate as I can.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good at it. I think I have to say I have a hidden talent. I'm really good at character creation.
I like making girls. Yeah. But, like, sexy girls that I would want to date.
I do the opposite. I make really ugly, intimidating girls. Like, dude, if you meet this bitch on the wasteland, you're going to run.
She's going to fuck you up.
Yeah. Every female character I make could be named Gruntilda.
Really?
That would be it.
What's wrong with making girls that I think...
When I was walking through Disneyland at Game Days, you mentioned, like, kind of hearing a brief conversation at one point.
Yeah.
I heard a conversation, too, and it was a guy actually who worked there who said this to another guy who worked there. And I probably shouldn't have heard this. But it was walking. I've been jizzed since Tuesday, and that was all I heard. And I feel like that's Garrett right now. He's all pent up. He's got a lot.
No, I've released today.
No, I think it's just a testament to, like,
6:59.
To if you were a female on the wasteland, I think it's almost like a personality test. What kind of, you know, persona would you have?
Sure.
Garrett would be this, like, sexy,
but you know what though? I always
sleek,
give her a
assassin.
Rough scar or some type of facial disfigurement.
So beautiful, but she's been through some shit.
Yes.
She
got
survived.
Like, dude, my GTA 5 character is like
fucking.
She had,
like,
she had done meth for like 10 years.
Yeah,
basically.
And me, I would be like
green hair.
Big Mama's House meets Shrek. This is like this person.
She can fucking
this
swap.
Person's bringing the fucking war. Like, I don't want to tango with this.
She uses an axe.
Your GTA 5 character scares
Big Mama's House meets Shrek.
You don't like my GTA 5 character?
That's me.
Creepy as fuck. Mm. Oh,
she wears a bustier. She's got quite a rack.
Garrett's character in GTA 5 scares me.
I love it. It's like a fucked up Harley Quinn.
Nice. Well, I wasn't going for that.
No. Anybody else want to describe their female persona in the wasteland?
What kind of characters when you make a character? Do you
I'm Big Mama's
I make
House
him look like me.
Shrek.
You make him look like you. You make
no,
him look
no,
like
no,
you.
No. We're talking if you had to make a female.
Oh.
So
I don't
make
know.
It look like him.
Make it look like Xena.
Like a badass female version of me.
So Krista.
Okay.
So like Krista. Krista. So Sean Krista. Makes
I
like
make my sister.
Can you put that in when you
But
in?
More badass than her. No offense, Krista.
Well, no. She's more badass than you. So she could just be who she is.
Yeah.
Okay. Points remain. Sure.
Points remain.
You don't make a more badass version of Krista. You make a female... Whatever. The chat says Rocco's fucking boring. That's the only time I've looked over and read it in the past 6 months.
Oh, great.
That's
nice. Hey, I want to take a minute. Speaking of fucking boring, I want to... take over here for a second, just bore you a little bit more.
Okay.
Hey, I want to thank our sponsors, Kickapoo Joy Juice. Again, we mentioned earlier they came to Game Days. They had a booth there, and it was a lot of fun. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a can of this wonderful soda. It's real sugar. Tastes like nectar of the gods. You're going to love every sip.
Look at that.
I will be
Don't
honest.
Don't overhype it.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Every single person... I was there when they all tried the Kickapoo, and I asked them, what do you think? And they said, I kind of thought you guys were just, like, blowing smoke.
Nope.
This is really good. That's what everyone said
to me. Who doesn't like fucking the taste of soda pop?
It's good soda. Like,
it is good.
It's candy-like.
I'm going to miss it.
Everyone was surprised, pleasantly surprised by how fucking good
it is.
It tastes
sweet. It's not sour.
Yeah.
Doesn't taste like
Love that melon blue juice.
Well, for real, I mean, the real sugar thing... instead of corn syrup is big for me.
So, anyway,
go to drinkkickapoo.com and
you're
get some. You can go to Amazon and get a case. You follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter. They'll give you updates. Where can you drink this sweet, sweet sauce?
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. Yeah,
well, they don't have it in England.
It's showing up in a lot more countries.
Is
Amazon
in England?
We'll get it there.
We do.
And go to lootcrate.com/mega64. And subscribe. You get a box of stuff every month. We have the new one. Who knows what's in it?
What is it?
We're going to open it. We're going to open it in a little bit. Well. But it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be like at least maybe like a firearm or like some kind of like... You know,
we can't open it now?
No.
At the end.
When is the end?
When he
At the
decides.
Fucking goddamn end of the fucking podcast when it's all wrapped up.
Well,
we're gonna open
when
it
he decides.
Okay.
Because we have to end it on time.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
On time.
Anyway.
Not late.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
Anyway. Hopefully this can be edited into a plug. But yeah, lootcrate.com/mega64.
Ah! Spit it out!
Lootcrate.com/mega64. Go and sign up. You get a box every month. And I'm going to goddamn kill myself after the show. Okay.
You want to open up the box now?
Where's
the
firearm?
We can open the box.
No, we got 3 minutes. Or we're late.
And check out, by the way, shop.mega64.com. Check that out. We announced a ton of stuff a few days ago for Black Friday. Black Friday is coming up. And we are releasing a ton of stuff. That day and going into Cyber Monday. There's a whole bunch of stuff that entire weekend. So go ahead and we're going to, at the end, we'll show some of the stuff that we have announced for that, whatever, when this is all wrapping up, whatever. We'll show you some of that stuff in case you didn't see.
Is that before or after the Loot
Crate? We'll go ahead and do that. We'll do that before.
Okay.
And check that out as well. So anyway, but check out shop.mega64.com. The snapback hats are still in stock. You don't even have to wait for Black Friday for that. Those are still in stock. Go check that out now.
You get that shit today.
Yep.
Hey, I want to say this is the first time I've done a podcast since our six-hour Patreon telethon podcast. And I never had a chance to say thank you to everybody who watched us all day that day. It was really like an exciting week.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was crazy.
After that day was done, we were all like on cloud nine. I don't think we thought it would be as successful as it was. And it was just over the top. It was super cool. So thank you to everybody. And I just wanted to say shouts out to all the patrons. Mm-hmm. You can still find our Patreon. Available, so check that out. But thanks to everybody who tuned in.
That was really incredible. The total that we're at right now kind of keeps bouncing around a little bit because Patreon is trying out something where they're trying to calculate the total after they take their cut and after what they predict to be, like maybe some of them aren't valid, you know, or whatever. So they try to predict it, so it keeps going lower and higher and lower.
You may see a difference of like $1,000 on that thing, but
They're trying to figure it out. We're along for the ride.
Yeah, exactly.
It is what it is.
It's an experiment.
But it's really incredible. And like, yeah, we didn't think we'd be where we're at now, given, you know, yeah, it's
yeah, it's only been 2 weeks since it's been launched. It hasn't even been a month yet. So it's cool. You're going to see a lot of big changes in the coming future. And I think you'll be really happy. And we're really happy. So
yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Do we have anything else we were going to...
No, that's everything.
That is everything. That's great.
I think that's everything.
Well, we didn't talk about...
Gwen Stefani's kids are named fucking dumb things.
Yeah.
Oh. Her kids' names are Kingston...
I knew there was something else.
Zuma and Apollo.
What's that exercise that...
Zumba.
Is that what it is? Okay, because I thought that was... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an Olympic speed skater named Apollo Anton Ono. She's getting a divorce from Gavin Rosdale.
Which is a bummer.
I think he realized how dumb his kids' names were.
When I was
in
fifth grade, that was the couple.
His name's Gavin.
So. Well, we liked Bush a lot.
I liked Bush a lot, yeah.
When we were growing up, we were really into Bush.
Mm-hmm. Can I give a shout out to Frank for letting me be on his show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His cool show, Neighborhood Game Club. I'm not sure if everyone in the chat's aware.
Shouts out to Frank.
Well, if everyone in the chat isn't aware, now
they are.
And shouts out to us for allowing you to be on our show. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
The show that you're currently on.
I want to say, those are positive shout out. I want to give a negative shout out.
Oh.
I want to say, fuck you, Rooster Teeth. Yeah.
I agree.
Because I heard what you said about Fallout. They said Giant Bomb sucks. And they said Fallout rules. Well, guess what? You're corporate.
Yeah.
And you sit in your ivory tower
and
with your little Pip Boy.
Who paid for that?
Bernie probably bought your Pip Boy.
Huh? Whoa.
And I want to say, eat shit. Because
you
think Giant Bomb sucks? You suck. And Fallout 4 sucks.
Did they say they suck?
No, they're we were just talking. There's a really funny thing going on right now. There's a clip from Rooster Teeth's podcast where they were kind of making fun of a negative review that Giant Bomb did of Fallout. Like I guess that they sounded kind of like, I don't know, how would you describe it? Like
like he's being paid to do that.
They make fun of a negative review that Giant Bomb did. And then Giant Bomb responded. They were like, isn't Rooster Teeth, like, didn't they have a bunch of videos recently sponsored by Fallout 4? And he's wearing a Pip Boy. Gus is wearing a Pip Boy in their video as they talk about it. So,
yeah.
And, yeah, that's it. That was exactly my reaction. And it's been really funny going online and seeing reaction. Oh, my God! Giant Bomb just fucking owned Rooster Teeth! Oh, fuck you!
You know what?
Whoa! How could Rooster Teeth say this shit? Oh my God, they're fucking... I can't believe this! Gus, I used to love you!
Gus,
what did you just say? You have a Pip Boy on your arm?
These sites need content.
My favorite.
Well, it's not sites. There are people.
Well, social media. Well, everyone's with a fucking social media.
Everyone needs content.
My favorite thing of this week is Kotaku has been blacklisted by Ubisoft and Bethesda.
Oh no!
Yeah.
No.
But they go out and buy the game so they can review it, which makes me very happy. So.
Oh wow! Well, we have to do that too.
Welcome to our world, Kotaku. Well,
they're games journalists.
I'm just glad that the realm of video games has so much drama in it.
Me too.
It wouldn't be fun.
I mean, that's intense.
I've been bored.
It wouldn't be fun unless you got angry at people you don't know talking about games that you play.
Yeah. Forget if the game's fun. What's the drama around the game?
Post Gamergate, I've been bored, so it's good to have something. Get my blood flowing.
I'm still pissed Gavin got the achievement in the Minecraft video.
He didn't. Yeah. He didn't. That's the thing.
Shouldn't have.
No, he didn't.
I'm so fucking mad. Anyway.
Wow. Can we open this
thing? Okay.
No.
Yeah. No, not time yet. I want to give a quick shout out to Napoleon Chavez. Gave us, if you could see that, he made a custom amiibo that he gave it to us at Game Days. And I thought that was so awesome.
That's cool.
And he even did the whole packaging. It's a Tetris L block. And he says, collect your favorite characters at participating retailers. And it says, KB Toys, Circuit City, and Hollywood Video. I thought that was really well done. Anyway,
yeah.
That's that. Hey, Mega 64 Black Friday. I want to say, check out, just run through real quick of some of the stuff we're going to have on Friday. Real quick, we
can you
have.
Do this at like an Enya song? I'll add that.
Sean will add an Enya.
Yeah.
There is a, we have a new Blu-ray coming out that day, Mega 64, paid DLC, planned expansion, the movie, what is it called? Whatever. We have a new Blu-ray coming out that day.
Yeah.
It is going to be out. Actually, yeah. Can I see that? Bam.
Oh. Ow!
Really selling
it. You never know what's going to happen when I'm here.
No. We have the Blu-rays in stock. They're ready to go. Mega 64. Paid DLC expansion pack. Early exclusive early access on disc unlockables. Couldn't even get it right. And it's in front of me. There it is. Comes out Friday. You'll also be able to pre-order that, or no, pre-orders are over. You'll be able to buy that. You'll be able to buy the bundle that comes with a poster and a shirt. The shirt is only going to be sold Thanksgiving weekend. That's it. You can't get it outside of that. So that's coming out. We got the what else is coming out? We got the Cali 64 shirt
by Jason Cryer. We also have the brand new Cute Boy shirt, and the artist is Craig Anderson. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig. That turned out great. A baseball tee. We've never had that before. We're going to bring back the Charm shirt and the public access hoodie. Both of those
we'll
are coming back.
Mystery shirts.
Yep. Mystery shirts are coming back as well.
And every order on Black Friday comes with the Aggressive Caroling poster.
Exactly. Whoa. If it's a qualifying order, if it comes with a prize.
Not just like a Blu-ray, that doesn't count.
Exactly. And if you order, keep this in mind, if you order a shirt, and that's all that's in your order, the poster's going to be folded up. If you don't want it folded up, get a poster somewhere in your order, and we'll throw it in the tube.
Whoa.
And, yeah, is that everything for Black Friday? Star Wars. We're releasing, don't say that, that's copyright. We're going to release the Mega 64 Awakens poster. I don't know what that could be referencing. Yeah. I think it's original, but...
Maybe with a Z, Star Wars.
Don't say that.
With a Z?
Awakens.
So, the poster that was a PAX East exclusive, the demand was so high, we're going to sell off the rest of them only on that day. Maybe they'll last that weekend, I don't know, but they're not going to be sold outside of that. And then Cyber Monday, you got Mega 64 Time being re-released in a new, brand new art packaging, unfoldable, liner notes, photography, all that stuff is in there. And Mega Mansion sweatshirts are coming back that day as well. So there's tons of stuff going on. Did I cover it? Is that everything?
That's it.
Everything.
Oh, damn, you got it all.
So come Black Friday, all of Thanksgiving weekend, all that stuff is going to be on sale while supplies last. Come on Black Friday. Come on Black Friday. I want you to come on Black Friday. And then come back for Cyber Monday as well. So I want you to come and cyber in one weekend. Okay.
That time DVD?
Yeah.
It looks like, is there like a filter over the art? Is that like a new?
It's a painting.
It's like a painted version of the artwork.
There will be posters of that artwork as well that weekend. Anyway.
And you mentioned the poster.
Wait, is it time to open the loot crate?
It is time.
The Aggressive Caroling poster real quick.
That was opening.
Who did the art on that? You mentioned all the other artists. Who did the Aggressive Caroling?
Oh, that was...
Ten people are talking.
Emily
what?
Irwin?
That was... Yeah, that's fair. Emily Irwin did the art on that. And I love that poster.
Yeah, she did a really good job on that. All the artists did a really good job. Nina Matsumoto did our new Blu-ray cover. Jason did a lot of stuff with it, too. A lot of great artists.
Gone on that one, great, but
what?
Nothing. It's fine.
Say what?
Open it up.
What did
Wait,
you say?
It's time?
Stop Someone talking. Else can open it. Yeah.
Okay, sure. We got the new loot crate right here. I'm going to pop it open. You can see it before I do. Whoa, I don't know what's inside.
Oh, nice.
What is it?
Whoa.
Something for Sean.
What is... It's a...
Looks like a sewer. It's a Shredder sunglass situation.
Here. Well, yeah, Sean, you love sunglasses.
What a fucking salesman.
I got... Does that fit you?
Well, you're the situation.
You wear that to raids and stuff?
You're the situation.
Do I look cool?
Yeah.
Hey, you do.
What's
you
the
do?
Opposite of cool? I wouldn't know.
Ice cold.
A Vault Boy bobblehead.
Who likes
Fallout?
Don't give that to Gus.
All right.
Gus doesn't get that.
Loot crate doesn't suck. Let me tell you why. Because if you like Fallout like me, you get cool shit like this.
Oh, there's a Street Fighter comic that I'm going to give Rocco to my brother.
Rocco takes that.
So Rocco can give it to his brother.
Oh,
I'm an asshole. Okay, you can give it to your brother. It's okay.
Okay. And, or you can have it for yourself.
Street Fighter hyper looting?
Rocco likes Street Fighter.
Do they rob a city or what? Yeah. What is that?
That's what the bonus round was all about. They're breaking into that car to get
fame. My stats going to increase?
We got a Mockingjay pin. Haven't seen the movies or read the books.
Didn't
but
do well.
That's
cool.
Did I do it right? Really?
Series low.
Steve, you went yesterday?
Really? Yeah, I went on. Like, this is the saddest thing. I went on my own to watch that.
And was it good? Did Katniss do it?
She did it.
Yeah. She did it!
Oh, I was afraid Katniss wouldn't get her way and they would have to find a new Mockingjay.
No one cared? That's weird. I thought it was going to be a huge thing.
It was the lowest debut of the series.
Really? What is the last one?
It was my, lowest moment.
So. Am I doing the
I didn't know it came out, honestly.
Huh.
Did anybody complain because somebody was eating M&M's too loudly in the theater?
And then we got a Blizzard. It looks like a mystery. What do you call those?
What does it look like?
Blind box.
Blind box.
Blizz box.
Killing it right now.
It's a Blizz box.
Open it up. See what a cute but deadly figure.
Okay, let's see what we got.
Well, this is based off of the Blizzard franchise.
What? We got.
Could be Diablo.
We got.
Could be Merla.
It is.
We got that one.
That's a
Medusa.
Zithrul.
We got Zithrul on deck. Thank you.
Zeratul.
Cute but deadly. Is that related to silent but deadly? The fart saying?
Maybe.
I've been ripping them all fucking night, but no one said anything
this
yet.
This was the...
They must not be deadly.
Do you think if your farts were really like high-pitched, you could have cute but deadly? Yeah.
Like,
I would.
I've done that.
I would laugh if someone had high pitched farts for sure.
Yeah, but then they smell like the inside of a dead egg.
Yeah, that would be
that'd be deadly.
That'd be rough.
You're just describing my farts.
Yeah. I don't mind a fart sound. I think a fart sounds funny.
Your farts do not sound cute.
Fart fetish?
They can. You just don't ask for it.
Your farts sound like a dog barfing.
Yeah.
He's got a fart. You look like someone
it's just like, I don't know.
Well, get a cuter dog. That's all I'm going to say. Mine sound like that. Anyway.
So you recorded your own farts for the Oregon Trail video. People know what your farts sound like.
Yeah, and everyone loved that video. Case closed. Anyway.
Wet and wild.
Case closed.
Fuck Jared.
That was right in our direction.
That was not cute.
It was not deadly.
Cute. It was
deadly. That was offensive.
Anyway, so there you go.
I think these are magnets.
Thank you. Hey, everyone, come watch us on Thanksgiving night. We're going to be streaming to all the way till Black Friday. It's going to be awesome, so come join us.
No, I'm going to be on the
Unless there's a Chargers game.
There is.
Oh, it's okay, because then we'll just be on time.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
You blew off the podcast for the Chargers game.
No,
well, we waited for him.
I was home way earlier than that. I just blew off you guys because I didn't care.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you for watching, guys. It has been a great time. And
rude.
What is that picture of? Combat.
Shh.
Oh, I forgot. This last week I saw Eraserhead, and I wanted to go into it a little bit. I thought it. I'm just kidding. I wanted to see his reaction.
Oh, it already cut. Bye.